Yes, hi.
Hi, it's Shira. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So I just wanted to discuss something with you about the cases. I know I have a lot of my cases are awaiting Maximus appointment. I'm not sure if you noticed.
Okay.
Usually it's something that we usually do right away. It's in procedure to be done immediately. But what I just started to implement, I want to just run it by you, is I'm going to try and see if the patients can get their financial information together before I call into the broker. The reason for this is because the broker comes down, and how it's done usually is they request financial information from the patient by that initial assessment. And if the patient is able to provide them with that information, the broker, what they do is they process it right away with the county. Now, what happens next usually is they have to go through the assessments, and the time that they wait for pending financials, the county already has processed that information instead of going through all the assessments and then processing and getting all that financial information. I'm trying to see if it will speed up the time from when the person starts to becoming eligible. So that's why I'm working with the patients to try and see if we can do that a little bit before the initial assessment. And then, because usually the broker kind of gets you assessed pretty quickly, and that process for all the assessments, the PCP, the broker, the AAA, that happens really quickly. So I'm trying to see if we can do that first.
Look, it's for sure definitely good to start work on the financials right at the beginning. That's for sure a good thing. I'm not sure though about the first call. The way it used to be till now is that we try to transfer to the broker, we try to get them schedule their first assessment. It's also what I think of it, that it's also like while they're working and they know they have an assessment within a week and they can give over the financial documents to the broker, that's also like a good push for them to know, okay, I have an assessment in a week, so I should try to get the documents and give it over to them over there. But it's also, I think it's better to have to try have the assessment as soon as possible. But
So the
again,
job.
I'm not, I can't like change right now anything because I don't have like full, leadership or, but I still think it's a good thing. Like if you want to do it another way, you think it works, I think maybe discuss it with Rachel or Judah.
Right,
But, that's what I think.
I'm not gonna discuss with them unless they bring it up to me. I just wanted you to know because I know you look through the sheets and everything. So if you do see that, that's the reason why it hasn't been scheduled. And in regards to them looking out for an assessment and everything, every case has to have a different kind of tolerance. Meaning to say, I can when I speak to the patients, I can tell if they're gonna need that push of knowing there's an assessment coming and stuff like that. Some of the patients that I'm working with are really like serious about this, and I know that if they can have the paperwork all together, and I won't go past like 2, 3 days usually when them trying to collect it. So if it's well, that's not true. I kind of really want them to collect all the paperwork. So
And
when they have the
when do you request them, do you transfer them to the broker, like tell them about the first assessment?
This is something I'm just starting now for the past 2 weeks. So, as soon as I hear that they're more or less have all the paperwork together, we call into the broker right away. And again, the reason why I do this is because that's how it's really supposed to be. Because the broker does ask them by the assessment, they do go over that financial
But
information.
they do send in the PA-1768 before they have the financial documents. Meaning to say, they have a
That's true.
bigger amount of time to give that in. So that's why we used to collect it more later in the process. But whatever.
It doesn't
If
make a
you feel
difference.
it's working for you and it's working with your patients, then I think do it. I mean, unless you see that it's making the process longer, then I guess change back. But on my side, it's okay.
All right, so if you see him, just okay, fine. Amazing. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.